yang kemarin ku melihatmu kau bertemu dengannya. Ku rasa sekarang kau masih memikirkan tentang dia. Punya ragamu tak
white listener, after listening music from Boomerang with title Pelangi, I would like to invite you to know much more deeply about, you know, 10 diseases in Yogyakarta. Yes, maybe if you have your time, then when you visit Indonesia, don't forget, just still manage your time to visit Yogyakarta, because in this province you will be able to try to taste some, you know, very special dishes that this can also make your lips or your tongue tasteful. So are you wondering why? Yes, now I would like to tell you. Here are the first some or 10 top 10 street food in Yogyakarta. The first is chicken noodles. Yes, firstly, actually the cultural and also artistic hub of the island of Java, in this case Yogyakarta, is not only famous for its serene atmosphere, but also for the diverse variety of food offered by the locals in their flocks. And if you are planning to explore Indonesia anytime soon, then just make sure you also include Yogyakarta in your visit here, and sample some traditional and flavor some food that they have to offer. The first is chicken noodles. What's that? Yes, chicken noodles cooked in a rich sauce is the best street food in Yogyakarta, and one can choose from chicken pieces and chicken feet, or can opt for a jumbo bowl that includes everything. So if you are planning gulp down this dish, then gear up for a super amazing punch of flavor that is both sweet and savory with a hint of peanut aftertaste. Well, the next is bakso. Bakso is not your regular meatball soup, and also is full of flavor that you might have not tasted before. But some stalls serve amazing blends of bakso with a new flavors that you make new as taking another round of the dish. And it is also served with a whole bone marrow, which is known as bakso sum sum, along with a tantalizing broth. And you will find a mozzarella version of bakso that is served with a giant meatball overflowing with cheese. The next is bakmi. Bakmi is one of the comfort food for the locals in the city, and also while taking a street food tour in Yogyakarta, Indonesia, you will also find that bakmi is always included in it. And there are two versions of bakmi, soup and dry. Both the versions include eggs and noodles that are topped with spring onions and shredded chickens. The next is fresh fruit adorned with ice. That's the invented in the early 70s. One cannot thank enough the person who created such an out-of-the-box dessert. In Yogyakarta, you will find many roadside stalls that serve freshly cut fruits like pineapple, avocado, and coconut, and serve it with ice, jelly cubes, and tasty concoctions. The next is gudeg. Yes, gudeg. If nasi lemak is the best dish in Malaysia, then Yogyakarta is ruled by gudeg and also its varieties. The star of this dish is jackfruit, which is stewed for hours with spices and coriander, and also is plated on a banana leaf. Gudeg is also served with coconut flavor chicken and tempeh that makes the dish more flavorful. And then garang asam kudus. What does it mean? If you are looking for traditional street food in Yogyakarta, then you must also try garang asam kudus, which is none other than chicken cooked in banana leaf. And then the chicken is also cooked in blimbi, coconut milk, spices, and also bay leaves to give the chicken a flavorful taste. And the final outcome is tender meat with a hint of sourness. The seventh, or number seven, is charcoal coffee. When in Yogyakarta, when you are in Yogyakarta, you cannot miss out on charcoal coffee that is black and strong because of the hot charcoal added to the drink. And it is also believed that charcoal draws out the acidity of coffee without changing the taste. But do watch frothy splatter when charcoal is added to the coffee and capture it in a boomerang or rewind options on Instagram, because it will be worth it. The next, or number 8, is es dawet. Do you know es dawet? Yes, if one something cool to bat the heat in Indonesia, look for a stall that serves es dawet, a cool dessert that one cannot miss. It is also basically a combination of color rice, tapioca flour, jellies, jackfruit, palm sugar syrup, and also coconut milk. And consuming es dawet is one of the perfect ways to cool off after traversing the pocky lanes of the Bering Harjo market. The ninth, satay klatak. Wow, satay klatak. Yes, not trying satay in Indonesia in a scene that no one would like to commit. If you are planning to skip this Yogyakarta street food, then you are going to miss the best dish in Indonesia. Meat is equally divided on skewers to ensure proper cooking from all sides. Moreover, satay klatak is seasoned only with pepper and salt, unlike other satay. Along with it is served peanut sambal, as it is the traditional way of eating satay. The last is crepes. Yes, the crepes. Well, during your Yogyakarta street food tour, you cannot miss out on crepes that are freshly prepared in front of you. If you are planning a vacation with your family, then your kids are surely going to be excited with this Yogyakarta street food. And you can choose what fillings you want for your crepes, like hot chocolate, banana, cheese, condensed milk, and many more. Now let's join our music corner with title Hela Rotan from Maluku.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, "The rotan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa," or "When the rotan has broken, the two tips of the rotan must meet," means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening!
Rotan, rotan, sudah putus, rapat putus ujung dua.
Sang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selasang Sang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Sang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots with over undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Good morning, baby. Didn't we ain't awake yet. Can't believe I just woke the size in every creature. So be clear, you're my angel in disguise. Dawn of beauty like the sun when it arises. Don't need no makeup, put your head down. Cause that beauty of yours make other girls frown. I wanna tell you that I love you, I need you, I want you, I cater for you, and I'm gonna be there when the sun goes down.
Kemari darah tiap kali jumpa dirinya, bercampur semua rasa yang ada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia. Kan ku petik bintang di langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang selalu tuju pada hatimu ku terjatuh. Ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Debar kencang berkemari dada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia bersedia habiskan usia. Kan ku petik bintang di langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang setuju pada hatimu ku terjatuh. Ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Aku harap engkau mengerti. Hingga tiada.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. And I also believe that you still feel, wondering why. You still feel curious to know more about another wife's word. Yes, why? Now I would like to share you our wife's word. It is from Kiai Haji Hashim Ash'ari. He said, courage is the foundation of every struggle that bring us victory. Kiai Haji Hashim Ash'ari is an ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, namely Nahdlatul Ulama.
I take this herbal drink not only now. The first time I gave birth, I took this herbal drink. It's been a long time, but I continue drinking it from vendors. I'd have a special mixture, just made from glitter, galangal, turmeric, and betel leaf. That was Canang, a woman from Bogor, who has been living in Jakarta for long. Although living in a big city like Jakarta, the 54-year-old woman believes that drinking herbal medicine is very important for maintaining health. The habit of drinking herbal medicine derived from her parents, and she is still doing it up to now. Not only limited to healthcare, Canang even believes herbs can cure certain diseases. Yes, in my village, a lot of my relatives drink this herbal drink. When they just give birth to a baby, they always take herbal drink. In fact, if my children are unwell, having allergies or nausea, I tell them to take some herbal drink from the vendor. Their father also likes it. As far as I know, turmeric has many efficacies, very good to cure indigestion and leukorrhea. I'd say it is not only for spices or seasoning when you cook something. When anybody asks me to make a herbal drink, I always grind some head of turmeric. Thank God, it always works. Along with the passage of time, advances in science and technology seem to eclipse people's belief on the efficacy of traditional or herbal medicine, as disclosed by Mrs. Audi. Yes, it seems good. People in Indonesia have known about herbal medicine since a long time ago. But I myself, I'm not a fan of herbal medicine. I mean those sold by vendors who carry the bottles around, because I doubt about the hygiene. So if I want to take it, a simple herbal drink like a mixture of turmeric and tamarind, I'll make it myself. But I have more confidence on herbal drinks or medicines manufactured in big factories, probably because the cleanliness is well controlled. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. So, since when have people begun to recognize and use Indonesian traditional herbs or herbal medicines? Is it an influence from other nations? Paulus Pangka, public relations of a large herbal medicine industry in Indonesia, located in Semarang, said.
Before the Chinese came, Majapahit Kingdom and other kingdoms in Indonesia had already used traditional medicine to cure illness and wound. Also to make the queens look more beautiful, they used traditional medicines, herbs.
The developing of traditional herb in Indonesia could not separate it from abundance of natural wealth owned by the country.
Indonesia has a lot of herbs and plants with best efficacious remedy. In the case of any illness, these plants will definitely be used. Many herbs have special efficacy to cure the illness.
It takes a very long process from generation to generation to get herbal formula, as we find today. Paul explains.
The first was through a dream or revelation. A lot happened in Indonesia or Asia. In general, one could treat the disease because he was prompted or informed in his dream that he is treating the disease with certain plants. The second is the behavior of the animals. We, the example of an animal, If it is having difficult to defecate, then it will eat some grass and the grass turns beneficial to smooth littering. The third is forms or behavior of plants. There are plants in Kalimantan which if planted in the fertile soil, it will not grow at all, but if it is planted in a stone, it will grow up well. The plant turned out to be beneficial for kidney or gallstones, and the food is modern technology. So mix them all. Whether the dream can be proven scientifically, then the shape of the plant and animal behavior, as said earlier, go to the lab and do some research about it to find out whether it is actually useful, because not all beneficial to human life. There is definitely a certain substances that are useful for the human body.
Although using products rooted in indigenous cultures of Indonesia, according to Paul, to date, herbal drinks or medicines are only consumed in certain part of the country.
This jamu is circulating mostly in Java and Sumatra. For instance, it has not entered my hometown in Flores yet. Our population is big, 240 million. If everybody takes herbal drink, no need to actually go abroad because our domestic consumers are still quite plenty.
It turns out that the current world developments does not necessarily make people live traditional formula. In fact, since the last few years, many people have been using traditional medicine, or more popularly known as herbal medicines, that are considered more natural. Head of the National Commission for Herbal Medicine Scientification, the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siswanto, said,
"Jamu itu kan istilah untuk obat herbal, tapi yang asli Indonesia kan gitu, namanya jamu."
Jamu is the term for original Indonesian herbal medicine. Yes, it is called jamu. In other countries like in Malaysia, there is also Malaysian herbal medicine. In China, it is called traditional Chinese medicine. It means Chinese herbal medicine. So it's pretty much the same. They have herbal-based remedies or medicines. Every country also considers herbal medicines differently, such as in the United States, for example. They are just incorporated in food supplement, so it is not in the FDA jurisdiction. Then in Europe, some herbal or traditional medicine is taken care by the FDA.
Herbal itu ada sebagian yang diurus oleh artinya dalam jurisdiksi FDA.
People in Indonesia have been consuming traditional herbal medicine for generations. Then, how is jamu when viewed from the health or medical side? Siswanto explains.
Jamu yang dalam pengertian tradisional itu kan sudah banyak dipakai.
Jamu in the traditional sense has been widely used for generations to maintain health and to treat minor ailments, and it should remain that way. And we always maintain that culture. But on the other hand, if you want to use for health care in terms of medical jamu that can be used by doctors, it should have a scientific evidence as said earlier. All doctors certainly have their criterion for therapeutic modality in this herbal medicine. Therefore, jamu that can be used is the one that has already had evidence and been clinically tested.
In order that jamu can be used widely in the community with a quality that can be accounted for, the policymakers have made some effort as described by Siswanto.
First, we tried to construct the body of knowledge, a sort of knowledge tree on Indonesian traditional medicines, which actually are rather different from modern medicines. So from there, we then formulated methodology to commit some sort of specific clinical test for herbal medicine, which is slightly different from modern medicine. Because modern medicine is single, say paracetamol, it contains paracetamol only, yes, but jamu consists consists of various herbs, right mixed with different types of plants. Each plant also contains a lot of components. That's why we set up a different method of clinical tests. Through empirical evidence in our people, we conduct the clinical tests of phase 2 and 3. We have done two formulas that have been clinically tested. First, herbal medicine for gout. Then the second is the formula for lowering blood pressure or hypertension. The research has not only been done by the Herbal Certification Agency, but also by other research institutions such as universities and others.
It is not impossible that jamu, as an ancestral heritage of Indonesia, can be combined with modern medical treatment.
Cita-cita kita, jamu ini mau kita angkat. Makanya ada program namanya Sandika.
Our ideals, we want to lift up this jamu. So there is a program called Sanctification Herbal Medicine, right? Well, in the future, this jamu can actually go through two ways. Jamu that has, say, clinical evidence that can treat up to phase 3 clinical tests, and then the POM agency agrees. Well, it could go in the medical world, but jamu within the traditional sense, that is, to maintain health and so on, will be directed towards jamu for maintaining health. We are working to build a separate profession from physicians or medical profession called on traditional Indonesian penyehat or healer or health care. This is still an idol and ambition.
Although it is still limited, the development of herbal medicine in the country has been making progress. Siswanto once again said,
I told you this jamu does not have any such evidence yet, so doctors would mind if they are being asked to use it directly. To make such a breakthrough, now traditional medicine clinics have been opened in various hospitals which allow herbal medicines, but still within the framework of research. So it's called research-based service. What does it mean? Well, use herbal medicine if you want, but please, it is still in the corridor of research. And this already exists in several hospitals in Indonesia, particularly hospitals under the health ministry.
Terima kasih.
Here is the news. Foreign Minister Sugiono hailed the progress made in border negotiations between Indonesia and Malaysia during a meeting with the Malaysian Ambassador to Indonesia, Syed Muhammad Hasrin Tengku Husin, on Wednesday, highlighting positive developments in negotiations on maritime and land borders between the two neighbors. Sugiono conveyed Indonesia's commitment to continue talks on border lines that have not yet been resolved. Chairperson of the National Economic Council, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, and Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, have agreed to form a special team to examine barriers to the entry of investment into Indonesia. Panjaitan informed on Wednesday that in line with the global economic dynamics that continue to develop, the government has agreed to form a special study team that will evaluate various regulations that could potentially hinder the entry of investment into Indonesia. That's the news.
Sudahi air mata darimu. Yang aku ingin arti hadir diriku kan menghapus dukamu sayang. Karena bagiku kau kehormatanku. Dengarkan, dengarkan aku. Hanya satu pintaku untukmu dan hidupmu. Baik-baik sayang, ada aku untukmu. Hanya satu pintaku di siang dan malammu. Baik-baik sayang, karena aku untukmu. Semua keinginan akan aku lakukan sekuat semampuku sayang.
Amin.